the time will be our time, and the grass won't be no mine.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow me at Twitter. And thank you, Neil Diamond, for writing that amazing Elvis song. And if you would like to read my current 12 Most, it's all about Elvis Presley. Just go to 12most.com, find me. It is my 23rd article for 12most.com, which is a really fun and interesting and different website, 12most.com. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's retreats and men's groups. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Here I am, Bruce.
Here you are again. And I have already announced to the audience, but I'd love you to expand on it, the fact that you will be my first guest co-host next week while I am hopefully having a great time heli-skiing in the Caribous.
Yes, well, Bruce is away. I'll be running his show, and we're gonna look at the men's work that we do from a few different angles, and we've got men who've been involved with what we've been doing for years, calling in from all over the country, and it should be an interesting conversation.
Do you have any particular topics you're looking at, or are you going to be just kind of covering the whole notion of men's work?
Well, we'll be talking about us men as fathers. One man will be calling in who's going to be a new father, maybe by the time we have our call, and he's been preparing for that. We'll probably tackle divorce, men dealing with divorce before, during, after, and then we'll see what else comes up.
Cool. Yeah. Well, you know, of course, that Pastor Drew is expecting a baby literally any moment now, so we will get an update from him in the next segment. Today's topic is, are you a social media addict? And I know you've been embracing social media more and more, but I know you don't spend near the time on it that I do, for instance. But I'm curious your thoughts both on the column and anything else that it inspires in you.
Right. Well,
or from you, I should say.
Yeah. And, you know, addiction is a big problem. And I think addiction shows up in many ways that people aren't really aware of. And
so can you be a social media addict? Is that something that could be considered an addiction? Should there be a 12-step program for it?
Well, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I mean, the need is there. It's easy to be addicted to anything. You know, lots of things can sort of be a place to hide out and not deal with the rest of your life and not sort of attend to the balance that is healthy in life, you know, whether it's social media or drinking or drugs or anything else. I mean, anything can really become an addiction, and it's a matter of looking at whether it is affecting your life in a negative way.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The definition, let me just find it, of addiction, according to dictionary.com, is, well, this is, I guess, of an addict. A person who is addicted to an activity, habit, or substance, colon, a drug addict. It doesn't say in that short definition that it's a destructive habit. So you could be addicted to work, I suppose, and it not be destructive. You could be addicted to doing good works, and certainly that's not destructive. One of the things that I know you've confronted often in men's work is men being addicted to pornography. And how that can be highly destructive if it is abused and the energy from it is not brought to the marriage.
Yeah, so the word addiction has a negative connotation.
Correct.
For the most part. And there are men that we deal with that are engaging in porn, and I wouldn't necessarily say that they're addicted. Becoming a sex addict and a porn addict, and those are very common terms to throw around. But I'm more interested in looking at, well, what's going on? What is it that's going on in that man's life that's driving him to do this? Why is he wanting to spend time here? There's a reason why. There's something that's going on in his life that's out of balance. And so I prefer focusing in there because I've seen a lot of men eliminate porn or minimize it to the point where it's not an issue anymore for them. But the issue was something else. The issue was how they were showing up in their relationship, what they were getting, their inability to communicate what they needed. So I would say that if you are spending too much time doing anything, it's worth looking at the rest of your life and see whether you are showing up in the other important areas of your life.
What is so interesting to me about all this, and I completely agree with you, of course, on what you just said, is that technology has allowed us to stay attached, to use another word, to anything and everything we want to stay attached to. So using the pornography example, you could watch pornography on a portable phone anywhere you go, on your iPad, on your computer. In the past, it was you'd have to be brave enough to go into a movie theater and hope nobody saw you. Now, of course, you can do that sort of activity quite in the privacy of your own home or anywhere else. The same thing applies to work. We used to go home on a Friday afternoon and be basically relatively inaccessible except for a landline phone. Now, between email and tweets and everything else, you could choose to work 24/7. So the reason social media is so interesting to me as a metaphor for addiction is that it is the tool by which we can stay addicted, or technology is the tool.
Yes. There are people making a living at social media. It plays an important role. It cannot be avoided these days. And at the same time, I think a lot of people are driven to social media out of fear. I don't think it's necessarily an important part of everyone's life or business life. It's a choice, too.
And what fear would drive people to social media? I don't understand that.
The fear being, oh, my God, I don't understand it. Life is passing me by. I just know a lot of people who are taking classes to figure out how to navigate these various social media outlets. And they're finding that it doesn't really matter. It's not necessarily something for them. They don't need to stay in touch with all those high school friends. They don't necessarily need to have all that information. So I just think that it's easy to get carried away with a lot of things. And there's such a wave around the importance of social media. But just talking to a lot of business owners, I'm very much into networking in my area.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are involved, but very few are showing any real benefit from their involvement right now. So there's a lot of that discussion, too. So I would just say that we need to get conscious. What works for us, what's important for us. And when we know that, then we can decide the tools. But I think fear drives a lot of us to addictions of all sorts. I mean, it's, we either come from a place of love or from fear, and we make choices that way. So I think, like any addiction, we might have to look at what are we afraid of that might be motivating us.
Regarding the social media thing and what you said about fear, for me, I started to get involved with social media because I just wanted to be on top of something that was happening that I felt I was missing. I wasn't afraid. And then as I learned about social media, and in fact, I hired a tutor in essence. I went to school for a year, meeting with this woman once or twice a week. As I learned what it offered, it did, in fact, point me in the direction of what has become my second career, as I do all the blogging and writing and do Dad Chat, etc. But I also would suggest that sometimes people of a certain age stop learning, and that isn't good. And the fear is associated with learning something that might be new or uncomfortable because we're set in our ways. So that's also a negative thing.
Sure.
If you're afraid just because you don't want to learn something that appears, confusing, or the kids are doing it, so why do I have to do it?
Well, it's a form of entertainment. It's a form of staying in contact. A lot of older people are learning this and finding benefit. But it means different things to different people. The kids are growing up with it. Middle-aged people in business are some have to be, on social networking. Others are trying to figure out whether they need to. It's a time-consuming thing. And so there's a cost-benefit analysis, I think, that we all have to look at. And we can spend a little time or we can spend a lot of time. And those who spend a lot of time, there are a lot of people who are isolated, and it's the only way they are connected to the human race.
One of the comments I got was from somebody that was disabled and almost was angry that I was implying that it was an addiction, and they were saying how it was their connection to the world.
Yeah.
And I wasn't suggesting that to that person or anyone in that form of need that it isn't a blessing. It's just, again, about balance in your life.
Right. Well, like I said, for some it's a vital tool. For others, it may not be relevant at all.
Hmm. All right, Wayne, we are out of time. I look forward to hearing after the fact how you take over my show. And I wish you best of luck, and you'll have a good time.
What do you mean your show?
I just said taking it over. Please tell our listeners where they can reach you, Wayne.
BettermanCoaching.com, and listen in next week. We'll have a great show with the men, and Bruce, have a safe trip.
Thank you very much. We will be back with Pastor Drew Sams and Teen Rap after these messages. Watch out now. I'm gonna get there.